Let's talk about submission. Hello, Malcolm here. It's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 427. And the current series is the three-step prayer framework series. This is the second class, and it's on the topic of submission. Would you like to freshen up your prayer life? Well, I'd like to share with you something I've developed that's done just that for me. And it's this three-step prayer framework that I've been experimenting with for about 3 weeks now. And those three steps are firstly, security, secondly, submission, and thirdly, supplication. Last week we discussed security. This week we'll continue with talking about submission. But first of all, a point of clarification. The thing is that submission is for some people a troubling word. It carries connotations of oppression and abuse and control. Richard Foster, in his book on the celebration of discipline, states, "Revolutionary submission commands us to live in submission to human authority until," and that word is in italics, "until it becomes destructive." Demands for submission to human authority can be destructive, but when God calls us to submit to his will, he invites us into a constructive life. If you fear full submission to God, you're a normal human, don't worry. Just invest in what we talked about last week. Security in God's love is the antidote to anxiety when it comes to submitting to him. Trying to be submissive to God's will for our lives without security in his love is, frankly, terrifying. In his book, Leadership or Servanthood, Hua Jung says, "Jesus, in life, ministry, and mission, lived in the full consciousness of his filial relationship with his Father and in the unfailing security of the Father's love. This allowed him to go about life in a calm and cool manner and gave him inner strength and fearlessness in the face of immense challenges and unrelenting opposition." See, submission is about us surrendering our will to God's plan, just like Jesus. In John 6:38, he said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." And how did he feel about God's will? In chapter 4, verse 34, he says, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." He delighted in doing God's will. Now, just because he delighted in it doesn't mean it was easy. Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane is a poignant example of submission to God's will in challenging circumstances in Matthew chapter 26. And despite the overwhelming weight of impending suffering, Jesus still manages to humbly surrender to the Father's plan, saying, "Not as I will, but as you will." His submission demonstrated the depth of his trust in God's wisdom and divine purpose. As Hebrews tells us in chapter 5, verse 7, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission." His submissive heart meant his prayers got heard. You know, wrapping up, it makes no sense to pray, "Your will be done," in Matthew 6, verse 10, and then to live in opposition to God's will. So perhaps you may need to take some time to refresh your security in the Father, and then you will find praying to live in submission to his will much more appealing than you otherwise might think. This has been my experience over the last few weeks, praying firstly, reminding myself of my security in the Father, and then praying to be willingly in submission to his will for my life that day. Not to worry about tomorrow, just to worry about, to pray about today. Next time we'll go on to look at the topic of supplication, but if you've got any thoughts, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, on any of these particular topics. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. If you know anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on. And I pray and hope that you find yourself able to willingly pray to be in submission to God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. Till the next time, take care and God bless.